let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. For more than 35 years, Susan Smith Jones, Ph.D., has been one of the most recognizable names and faces in the fields of holistic health and fitness, human potential, and balanced living. She travels worldwide as a motivational speaker and consultant, the author of many health-related books, including your newest, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. And who doesn't want to have more vitality, prosperity, and equanimity? We all do. Today's show is for you if you would like to enjoy life more and live with a more positive, youthful vitality, high self-esteem, success, and a positive attitude. Now, everything we discussed today can be found in much more detail in her new book, which is available at Amazon, and also on her website in 5 different formats, including an autographed copy by Susan with a note card and bookmarks. You can read the entire foreword and afterword for the book, as well as view a sampler of the contents on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan Smith Jones, author of Choose to Thrive, back with us on This Week in America as we continue discussing some of the life-changing contents in the book Choose to Thrive. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Now, there's a quote that I love that you use from Eleanor Roosevelt. Let's start with that. Talk about this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes, and all the women will appreciate this. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "A woman is like a tea bag. You never know how strong it is till it's in hot water."
Words to live by, and you'll find many more of those words to live by at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. You know, in the book Choose to Thrive, I love you talk about success and how important that is, obviously. Talk about your definition of success.
Yes. Well, see, to me, it's different than most people. It's not a matter of how much money you have, how many possessions you've collected, or what type of lifestyle you live. I think success is measured only to the degree to which you have inner peace and joy. Now, in Choose to Thrive, I have an entire chapter, and I help you to achieve your highest goals, your dreams. And I help demystify how to take a little seed of an idea and turn it into joy and success. My goal with that book and to help people to become successful is to teach you how to go from that spin cycle lifestyle to a win cycle lifestyle, to go from the ordinary to the extraordinary, and to achieve optimal wellness, healthy body weight, high self-esteem. And I have an entire chapter all about, on starting at page 111, on prosperity and how you can see your abundance soar.
The book is Choose to Thrive. It's available at Amazon and, as mentioned, at Susan's website. Of course, you can link on directly to Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about a high level of self-esteem, and I was motivated in the book as you describe human being in the book. You write about how special, unique we all are. All of us sometimes in life will wrestle, some more than others, with low self-esteem. Talk about that and how we move from low to high self-esteem.
Well, all right, so Rick, think of it this way. Right now on planet Earth, there are about 7.6 billion people. And if everyone on planet Earth walked by you while you're sitting on your front porch in your rocking chair, and they filed by 1 per second, it would take 250 years to greet each person. And by that time, you'd probably be off your rocker.
Yes, I think that's a safe assumption, yes.
Yeah, but in 250 years, you'll never find two people exactly alike, with the same fingerprints, who thought, who believed, who felt. And then you add to that you're that one special being out of about approximately 100 million sperm that joined an egg. And then it became you. So you're already a winner. You know, Exodus in the Bible, Exodus 3:5 said, the place where you stand is holy ground. You have everything you need right now to live your highest potential. So I want to encourage everyone today to focus on this miracle that you are. You're a work of divinity. You know, we're all waves of the divine and infinite energy and potential today. So let's all spend a little time thinking about that.
And you will, as you read the book, Choose to Thrive, it really will open up your mind to a whole new life by making some changes. And one thing I find fascinating in reading that is, as you talk about the obsession we have with bodies, how we all look. You live in Los Angeles, sort of the cosmetic surgery capital of the world. Talk about that and how we get caught up, and do we get caught up too much in worrying about the outside appearance?
Well, all right, so yes and no. No, because we must not let our health take a backseat to anything. We must be serious about taking loving care of our bodies and our lives. But yes, to answer the question about are we obsessed, because it's so easy to identify too much with the way the body looks.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw this last week, but it was a national show about plastic surgery where they interviewed teenagers who were unhappy with their looks. They were getting all kinds of surgery, from breast implants to ribs removed to make their waist smaller like the Kardashians, and cheek and chin implants and fat sucked out and lips puffed up. And I thought it was heartbreaking to see all these teenagers so determined to change their bodies to suit some cultural ideal. And it was obvious that the parents didn't feel great about their bodies. And if you look at any magazine ads or television commercials, either by innuendo or outright declaration, they encourage us to change who we are in some fundamental way. And the truth is, Rick, you could spend millions, you don't need to, but you could spend millions of dollars changing your physical features, but that will do little good until you stop looking for love and acceptance from the outside in.
You'll find all of this, it's great information, in the book Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. It's available at Amazon, Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Interesting, you talk about a number of topics in the book. We touched on prosperity before. Is there a link between someone's weight and the level of income or prosperity? Is there any connection there?
Yeah, well, there is, and studies show this too. Your inability to pay bills causes you to gain weight because literally and figuratively, you're empty on the inside when you struggle paying bills or supporting yourself, and this usually causes you to eat too much, especially of nutrient-poor junk and processed foods. And you're trying to fill the emptiness that you feel inside. So that stress packs on the pounds with a cortisol increase too. You and I've talked about that before. Then it's a vicious cycle. And if you don't sleep enough, this will add more to your feelings of low self-esteem, low energy. And then this will cause your body to store all the calories you eat as fat and then cause you to crave unhealthy foods because of lack of sleep. So there is a correlation, and we've got to know, especially if we're having trouble paying bills, that there are things we can do with our health that will then make a positive difference.
I was going to say that's sort of a cycle then, isn't it? If we have an income problem and then we start eating poorly and we start feeling badly, suddenly our whole life is going downhill, isn't it?
That's right.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about the book Choose to Thrive. So many great chapters in the book that really will be life-altering when you have a chance to read through it. We talked about self-connection, self-esteem, and the body, how important that is. Do you see that creating success in other parts of our lives? We feel good when we feel we look good. We feel good about ourselves. Does that carry over into other aspects of our life as well?
And it sure does. Yes, yes, yes. When you're not feeling good about yourself, you usually feel separated from others and God. You see, when you see yourself as a failure, you create a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you're always attracting to yourself that which you believe you deserve. So your negative thoughts and attitudes about yourself, whether they originated within yourself or others, convince you of your inability to succeed, because if you feel you don't deserve success or prosperity or to enjoy life or happy relationships or joy and peace, you settle for less than that which you are entitled. When you feel unworthy, you cut yourself off from the fullness of life.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, so much good information. And I wonder, as we're talking about this vicious cycle, the low self-esteem and the problems that brings, what disconnects this vicious cycle of low self-esteem and esteem? How do we break this?
Yeah, well, one way to break it is unconditional self-love and self-acceptance. That will disconnect this vicious cycle. Walt Whitman once wrote, "I celebrate myself and love myself." And through lots of practices I detail in Choose to Thrive, we can develop genuine high self-esteem, self-confidence, respect, and appreciation. Each one of us, I believe, has something very special to offer. Our Creator, our loving God, didn't make any mistakes. So understand that you've always done the best you could at any given time. You don't need to be so hard on yourself. And now you have another opportunity to choose again and stop with that negative self-talk. No negative self-judgment, because that's detrimental to our bodies and it sabotages our goals and dreams. Numerous studies have concluded that the view we have of ourselves is the key to taking control of our lives.
What can listeners do, people who are right now watching or listening to the program, to make some positive changes for good, something simple that they can get started with and then build upon that?
All right, good question. So begin developing a loving relationship, a warm friendship with yourself. Think about what it would mean to be your own best friend. Choose to take wonderful, loving care of yourself and your body temple and your magnificent world. And also, when you celebrate yourself in life, you find yourself doing what you love to do. Now, there's no question about it. You'll encounter pain and challenges along the way, and maybe lots of those. And these are an inevitable part of being human. But when you're living fully, hardships, when they occur, are short-lived, and then you can learn from them, and you can grow and change. But always remember that your beautiful, radiant body responds to the blessings of love, praise, and gratitude. So take time each day to bless your body temple and acknowledge your oneness with spirit. Celebrate your absolute magnificence.
Is there an action step that someone can do today, maybe even while they're listening to the program, to get started right away before they lose momentum? Something that's really simple, jumpstart their lives and move out of this humdrum spin cycle that so many of us find ourselves in, to get back on the life you talk about, more joy, passion, success, and vitality. Any action steps that are easy and they can do in the next couple of minutes, if they choose.
Well, the first one they don't want to do in the next couple of minutes, and that is to carve out more time for quality sleep.
yeah, hopefully we won't accelerate that process today.
Yeah, exactly. But there are many things you can do to honor your body temple. For example, take a bubble bath. Walk in a beautiful park or garden. I know you like to do that.
In fact, I like to take a bubble bath in a beautiful garden, but that's something my... Yeah, well, my neighbors keep bringing it up, and I keep saying I'm finding my inner joy, and they make their kids go inside. So I'm sorry, I digress.
In fact, you can do most of these. You could drink more water, eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, or go to a movie that makes you laugh, because laughter is always the best medicine. Now, I like to get new pajamas, new PJs, or luxurious bedding that feels good against my skin. Maybe you get a facial or a mani-pedi or anything else that shows that you're honoring and loving your beautiful body temple. And think today about how miraculous your body is, because it truly is.
Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. Her newest book, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. The book is available at Susan's website. You can link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get more information. Continuing our discussion now, we're talking about the new book, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. What can someone do, Susan, if they're depressed? They feel like they're stuck in life, they're understanding what you're saying, and that will turn their life around, but it's so hard to move in that direction. How do we break free from that depression?
Well, first, realize that we're here to experience and celebrate life, to learn and grow. This is our true destiny. And we each need to take our own vision seriously. So why not become the best we can be? We owe it to ourselves, and no one's going to do it for us. So often, I do think this, often we never begin the one thing we really want to do in life because of fear. But the greatest possible growth and personal development is always achieved through facing our fear and doing things anyway. Most people I know are always living in the comfort zone of their lives. And once we identify maybe what causes us a little fear, the challenge is to step out beyond that fear, even though we may not have a clear idea of the next step. And in one chapter of Choose to Thrive, I teach you that when you least feel like starting something new, that's precisely when you might want to forge ahead, because just the physical act of beginning will create the momentum and energy that will allow you to go beyond your fear and towards your greatest accomplishments.
You devote a chapter in Choose to Thrive to your private practice and how you help people realize their goals. Take us in behind the scenes. How does that process begin? And talk about that and how fulfilling it has to be for you to see these people actually change their lives.
Yeah, I love that. And I always recommend, Rick, that people start with easy-to-achieve goals so that they can experience success and feel empowered. And a great place to start is just using your mind's eye and visualize one goal or a few goals in your life. You see yourself achieving your goal. And when I'm visualizing a goal, I always accept it. I give thanks that it's already a part of my reality. You want to act as if you've achieved it. And I always end them with, this or something better I now accept in my life. And I do that because even though I might have a clear idea on what I want to achieve, I'm always living in the presence of God who knows my highest good. And the key here is really discipline. You want to be enthusiastic, have faith, tenacity, high personal standards, integrity. And when you do all that, your life will blossom. You literally will resonate at a higher frequency. And I mean that literally, because scientific studies have shown that when we're enthusiastic, positive, and have faith in ourselves, the frequency of vibration of our molecules at a base cellular level is increased. When you eat healthy foods with an emphasis on plant-based healing raw foods, that also increases your overall vibrancy. So see in your mind's eye the end result of what you want to achieve, along with the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And I usually spend about 10 minutes a day on a specific goal or a few of my goals.
You break this down into practical steps for all of us, and you talk about in Choose to Thrive how self-improvement revolves around accepting personal change as simple as a 21-day process. And I love this because it's something that's attainable for all of us. Talk about what you mean by the 21-day process, especially incorporating in your wellness program.
Absolutely. See, Benjamin once said that whatever you do for 21 days would become a habit. And now behavioral scientists support that. Let's say you exercise or eat healthy foods, or maybe you stop smoking or complaining and gossiping for 21 consecutive days. If you do that, your body will accept your new behavior as a habit or no longer crave what you gave up. And it's a wonderful way to take control of one's life. See, most people can commit to a simple 21 days and arrange their personal circumstances and lifestyle to support that commitment. I've done this one thing monthly. I start on the first day of the month, and I make a change, usually bring in a new habit. I've done this for 30 years, so I make at least 12 beneficial changes in my life every year. Now, it's not always easy, because often, Rick, when you make a commitment, things may seem and get worse before they get better.
Okay.
And I think that's because the commitment brings up antagonistic and antithetical elements up to the surface. And only then can you take responsibility for those things and then let them go. And quite often the most rewarding transformations come out of our greatest adversities and challenges.
Time going by way too quickly. A couple of minutes left in the program, and I'll close with this, because there are people that you talk to and it's like, you know, I've tried all of this. I've tried to lose weight. I've tried to do a better diet. And they say it's in my genes, so I know I'll probably get sick often in the winter or get cancer or heart disease or diabetes because it runs in my family. What do you say to those people that have that attitude?
Well, I always tell these people about a groundbreaking 3-month study that was conducted by Dr. D. Nornish. And Rick, it always impresses people when you quote a scientific published study, you know.
Yes.
So in this stellar study, it was demonstrated that subjects affected changes in activity in about 500 genes, including 48 that were turned on and 453 that were turned off as a result of eating more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, practicing relaxation techniques such as meditation, and exercising regularly. Now, this is such an exciting finding to me because of how often I do hear people say, oh, it's all in my genes,
yes.
What can I do? And as it turns out, there's a lot you can do because in 3 months you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. And that's very, very motivating to me.
So it's not inevitable. If both your parents died at a fairly young age of heart disease, that doesn't mean the same is going to happen necessarily to you. You have a chance to change that.
You absolutely do.
You'll find all of this information. Boy, it's a great book, Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. Now, you can get a personalized autographed copy of Choose to Thrive by Susan on our website, which is susansmithjones.com. You can read the foreword sampler afterward at Susan's website. And while you're at the website, sign up for Susan's free monthly Healthy Living newsletter. You're really reaching a lot of people with the book. I've read some of the reviews, and they are excellent up to this point, and I'm sure they will continue as word gets out. This has to be fulfilling for you because you really are helping people live better lives.
Yes, and it's so rewarding to do the book because this is material that I've taught in lectures and workshops all around the world. So now it's all in a very simple book form.
And it's easy to read. It comes in different formats, as I mentioned. The thing with all of Susan's books is it's sort of she takes you by the hand and leads you through the process. It's very attainable. It's laid out very, very conveniently so you can incorporate what she's talking about in her life, in their lives. The book is called Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, Equanimity. The author is our guest on today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information on the book available, of course, at Amazon, on her website, susansmithjones.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being back with us on the program. We look forward to next month, new topic, and having you back on the show.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well.
Information at the website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.